Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to superstardom, I guess. Local Kohler kid done good. That's what this is. I just heard about you, and maybe that's refreshing. I don't watch a lot of Bravo.
I mean, I've heard about you, Ben Olsen, listening to you for a very long time.
So
I'm fanning over you.
So Joe Wenberg from Vanderpump Rules. Kohler kid, you're kind of a big deal now. How did you end up there?
I wasn't necessarily putting reality TV on my vision board. You know, it wasn't, it kind of found me. I moved to a city that I wanted to work in, Los Angeles, and fame sort of just kind of was like, hey, you dropped something. And I'm like, what? And they're like, your anonymity, because at the end of the day, reality TV show is way more fascinating to our culture of people these days than I think it's ever been. So being in a space that's night and day from Kohler. So I think I was just in the right place at the right time.
Joe, did you want to be an actress? Was that the plan? Yeah.
Oh. No, I wanted to be a hairstylist.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Yeah, and I still am.
That's the direction
I was going, and it ended up being combined in the world of entertainment.
How did Vanderpump Rules find you?
Vanderpump Rules found me by my friend group. I had been friends with a couple of the people on the show, but was never on the show.
Okay.
As I navigated that friend group, I had started dating one of the main cast members on the show.
Ah.
Cameras found out, wind started blowing, and they were like, we got to put you on. We can't hide you.
Sure.
This is his real life.
Yeah, that's how you end up on a show.
Exactly.
Okay.
It was hours of filming Maybe on a Tuesday and then like 2 hours on a Thursday, and then it snowballed into the whole entire season.
Joe, Hollywood's a different planet. I love to vacation there. I have friends out there, but I wouldn't want to live there. What do you miss about home? Quick Trip, Culver's.
Oh my goodness. The other day I had to help my friend move a couch. You know, that's the best part of this. This is why I love Kohler. I love the Midwest. The crazy things that you hear about LA and Hollywood, and as you know, you've been there, the amount of cement. They don't really take Wisconsin's sarcasm as well as you would. The witty, fun banter that we do here in Wisconsin, a lot of times they'll look at you kind of like kooky and be like, what's a bubbler? It's the pros and the cons. In LA, you talk about the traffic. In Wisconsin, you talk about the weather.
Joe, people watch reality TV would be shocked to know what. You could spend 15, 20 minutes on this. But
I really could. What really shocks people is that we will film in segments. So we'll film, let's just say, from June to September. And then we'll have a little bit of time off. The show will not air until literally a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So you are absolutely filming your life. Let's just say March of the next year, you're rewatching everything again. And that's the first time that people are actually witnessing what you did last June on a Tuesday at 11 a.m. And you're like, wait, what? I think people really think that the show was just filmed yesterday and they are watching it right now. So they get a little bit confused by the timing.
Yeah, everybody's always in the moment. It's happening now for them.
Always in the moment,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. How much of it is scripted? Can you talk about that?
I can. I would say scripted is a great word for it because it's not like you get a script, but you're scripted in terms of where and when you're filming.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll give you a location, and we would like you to have some of these as talking points. And then when you start talking, and let's say you kind of air off to a different topic, they'll maybe rein you back in. But you're always allowed to say, no, I don't want to talk about that. I guess you could say it's scripted, but the things that I talked about, especially with Tom Schwartz, those weren't scripted scenes because we were just ourselves. So I would say 50%, 60% scripted.
Do you consider yourself a character? Or you consider yourself yourself?
I considered myself myself, but the people that have been on the show for a very long time, they're like characters.
Mm-hmm. It's a different animal. Reality TV is really bizarre that
it
way.
Is.
It is. Do you have any dirty laundry you want to air? Anything you want to clear out?
Yeah.
You're a polarizing character on the show. Do some Googling and you will find a lot of great things and a lot of terrible things.
Oh, that is so true. And it's something that I didn't expect. I didn't expect people to not like me.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's not going to like you. And expressing how I have ADHD on the actual TV show, I think really resonated with a lot of people. So I will say that it was really tough to watch things back that you didn't see while you were filming and didn't know about, and then see it for the first time when the show aired. It was very, very clear that they were trying to portray a story sometimes that wasn't true. And I would just kind of be like, what? The Wisconsin, like, no, we're not in reality. We're in reality TV. So it was hard to, like, kind of keep the two separate but connected.
Any life lessons with any of that that you've learned? Would you do it again?
I would do it again. I would also say that it's bizarre being recognized, you know, in a grocery store or someplace. And I think that's one thing I've learned. I think another thing that I've learned is that anonymous, that kind of went out the window. And I learned that if you're nice to them, they're not going to necessarily be nice to you. It's not easy to show your life, because that's what we're doing. We are showing our lives. We're showing our relationships. And it's not easy to get the backlash. I think that that's the hardest thing that I've learned from the experience I had with Vanderpump. Don't look at the comments. Social media has been, it's hard. And also just remembering that it's going to probably go away at some point. But I do feel very lucky that I was on a show that was so iconic in the reality TV world that will be on forever. But I will say, anybody out there who really wants to pursue the entertainment industry, make sure that you have a really strong sense of, like, kind of what you want, and don't think that you're going to show up in Hollywood and, like, all of a sudden you're going to just be, you know what I mean? That rarely happens. Keeping a strong sense of your Wisconsin morals, kids.
We're talking with Joe Wenberg from Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. Kohler kid, done well, done good. What do your friends and family here think of you? They don't think you're a big deal. They just think you're you, right?
I mean,
they don't care.
No. One of my best friends lives here in Kohler, and the other day she goes, oh, did you know that there's a new cheese curd at the Quick Trip? No, they could care less. All they really wanted was swag. They don't care.
But you can still be you.
I love that my friends and family ground me so much. I don't think I could have done it without the way I was raised here in Kohler.
Joe Wenberg from Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. Of course, I don't watch a lot of Bravo.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
I'm familiar with Andy Cohen and a lot of things he's done.
Darren Karp.
One of my celebrity crushes is one of your friends, which is just weird.
Yes.
Darren Karp, who
I don't blame you. I have a crush on her too. She's Andy Cohen's right-hand girl. We love you, Darren.
Yes. It's, you know, everybody's a 6 degrees of separation, and you find out how small the world is that you're from Kohler and this big world out there.
Yes, and I fangirled over you because
which
I have
is
been
weird.
Listening. I know. It was so, you're like, hi, I don't even know you. And I was like, but I know you. I've been listening to you for so long. I mean, this is like my radio station. I was just like so excited to be here because this is like part of like what I grew up with and the Ben Olsen in the morning. Like, you know, I know you don't, whatever. But it is like 6 degrees of separation. The fact that, you know, you know about Andy Cohen and like that was my, you know, and then you know about Darren Karp, who's my friend. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just adore her.
It's just, it's weird how small the world it really is.
And you know what? Even when you were just saying you have friends in Hollywood, that too, it seems like a big city. It's actually not as, like, you know what I mean?
The industry's smaller than you think. What's next for you, Joe? What are you hoping for? I mean, you do hair and makeup.
Yes, but I don't do makeup. Oh my God, I would be so bad, but I appreciate
hair.
That. Hair, yes. I have my beautiful, wonderful clients here in Wisconsin, and I have my clients also still in Los Angeles. I have a couple projects that I have lined up in LA. I can't talk about them right now. However, I'm having the best spring ever. I've been able to spend a lot of time, with my family and my friends here. Had been doing a lot of traveling and just really taking a break and like remembering how it's nice to slow down. Joe My Gosh Hair, and you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Joe My Gosh, JOMYGOSH.
Joe Wenberg from Vanderpump Rules. Kohler kid, done good. Woo! I love this. You are a local kid, and it's so bizarre to me that, you know, we were talking about Andrea Belke, who was on Survivor from Random Lake.
Wow, now Discovery Channel, she's, you know.
And now she's doing it with that. Yep. I think of like people from the area that are nationally a big deal now,
right?
And it's just Sam Decker.
Sam Decker, love him, love his wife.
Played with NBA for a while.
I mean, I went to one of his Clipper games when I was living in, you know, when he was living in Los Angeles. Yeah, and they're also just such great down to earth people.
Yes,
I think it's a problem when it ruins you.
Don't forget us and come back, okay?
I promise.
Awesome, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Ben.